Hi there, and welcome to this, the 22nd episode of A Couple Takes on MS. Hi, I'm Dan Digman.
And hi, it's me, Jennifer Digman.
And we're A Couple Takes on MS. I'm walking.
And I'm rolling.
But together, we're moving forward. And this is our final recording for this year, this being 2021. And this is, I'm excited. I'm always excited.
Yes, you are.
But what we're talking about today is not necessarily resolutions. I mean, this is coming out on December 30th. So we'll talk about, but it's just like, how do you prep for the new year? And Jennifer and I were talking, and we always have these goals or these things that we're saying, oh, we should do this, we need to do this. And so we just asked ourselves the question, it's like, okay, so when are you going to start? It's just like, what are you waiting for?
And I'm not exactly sure what I'm waiting for, but I have to realize that if I don't do it now, when am I going to do it? And there's no better time. I don't want to quote one of my favorite movies, Dead Poets Society, but carpe diem, seize the day. You know, we're going into 2022, and I think it's so appropriate that this is the 22nd episode of our podcast, and we are moving forward. So I'm going to hope that that motivates us in the upcoming year to just to keep moving forward and to do the things that we haven't been able to. I mean, good heavens, we're able to leave the house. And I know right now COVID is a little out of control still in Michigan. But we're not going to let that hold us back. We're going to make smart decisions. And I mean, do you see what I'm saying, Tan? Do you feel the same way?
I totally feel the same way. It's like, what are we waiting for? And what are we trying to do? What goals do we have? And yeah, what do we wait? I mean, in terms of the things that we're talking about, and I think that I don't want to say that, well, I'm going to say it, but it's just like, how much has, obviously the pandemic has held us back, has held the world back in terms of moving forward on things, but it's like, there's a lot of things that we can do that have absolutely nothing to do with the pandemic or being, you know, if we have to be locked down, there's stuff that we can accomplish. I want to write another book.
And I want to learn to speak another language. And we can do that. I mean, it is 2022 almost. But the technology is there and you can write a book. We can utilize our spare time, our free time in a little more conscientious way and not just sitting and watching television. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But instead of going to sleep with regret and saying, oh, we didn't do this or this, I would like to work on that. I don't want to go to bed saying, oh, I didn't get this done today. I want to push myself a little harder to get things done. And I'm sure you probably feel the same way.
I saw something, and it was interesting because it was online and something as you're going through social media, just talking about, just think if you would have taken an hour to read instead of trolling on social media, just to take an hour to do something and think of all the time that you invest just going through, looking through other people's pictures and looking through that or commenting on political things or social things. It's like, what if you take that time for yourself?
What if you're a little more mindful and a little more intentional? And you think about your well-being and just what impact you can make. I don't know if listeners out there can hear, but Dan picked up the cold that I had the last episode. And so he's got a little more of a raspy voice.
Yeah.
And you don't realize until you have a cold. You're living with multiple sclerosis, at least we are. And some of you out there, I'm sure, are also. And you think your situation is a pain, and then you get a cold, and you think, oh my gosh, I could just get rid of this, I will do things better.
I promise. I swear I will.
I swear I will. And so I think that that cold that we've been living with for the past 3 weeks, getting rid of that is put a little, not urgency, but a little respect to taking care of ourselves and appreciating the health that we have when we have it. So when I go into this upcoming year, certainly I'm trying to be mindful right now, but I'm going to be even more mindful to take care of myself, to keep you healthy and to keep me healthy and just make good choices. I'm not as young as I used to be. None of us are. And so I think that that too is on my mind, that time is going quickly. So let's make it matter.
Well, and those are realities. And I know that I guess being point blank honest, it's like, I'm going to be 50 this year.
Wow.
2022, I will turn 50. And it's like, technically, okay, so it's old, it's not old, but it's just like all of the things you want to do, and this isn't like a midlife crisis sort of thing, but it's just like, okay, so what are you waiting for? Because yeah, you're turning 50 and all of that magic moment of saying, oh, well, I'm not 50 yet. Well, it's just like, it's happening. And you just realize how quick that time goes. So I think that's what led us to just that whole epiphany, or it's like, if not now, when? And it's like, what are you waiting for? It's right here. And it's like using every minute, every moment of the day. I'm looking at the fact that right now I have a week off of work because my company doesn't work between Christmas and New Year's. Rather than waiting until the 28th of December, 29th, whatever, it's like, you know, for those first 3 days, do things, make the most of it. And you feel so much more engaged, so much happier because you're accomplishing things. And so then it's a question of what is it you want to accomplish? And that's what leads us to really the bulk of this segment of this episode is we will read an essay that talks, and it's about, we wrote it a couple of years ago for multiplesclerosis.net, and we've updated it to match the time. But it's really, yeah, we talk about setting New Year's resolutions, but it's really just about keeping yourself in check to just set those goals. I mean, because I know there's lots of people, and you know, myself included, where you're just like, oh, resolutions are just another way that I'm saying I'm not getting my stuff done. But it's like, it's really just daily resolutions or daily goals. So we're moving forward now with just talking about setting goals, moving forward into the new year. And we call them resolutions, but it's really the importance of why it's necessary, how it will help you stay focused into the new year. And so this is an essay that we had written a few years ago for multiplesclerosis.net, but we've updated it to make it current for this new year.
Resolutions are important for the new year. Make 2022 an epic year. Seriously, you have approximately 365 days to make it so, in spite of your multiple sclerosis. Yes, Dan and I hear you, and this is not going to be another inspirational essay that's filled with unrealistic expectations and lofty goals. After all, we both have MS, and we get where you're coming from. I truly haven't walked in almost 20 years. I need to use a wheelchair to get everywhere. This includes needing assistance to transfer every time I go to the restroom. Every single time. Oh, and Dan, well, who do you think does the majority of these transfers? All this while dealing with his own MS issues, like clumsy, numb hands and unfathomable, unfathomable fatigue. Again, we hear you. So please hear us on this and understand why, with this new year upon us all, you need to make a list of New Year's resolutions. We know this may sound cliche to you. Resolutions, like people make them and break them by the third week of January. Like, I know I made a resolution to eat better this year, but one donut to celebrate my 3 weeks of success won't hurt me, right? Or maybe you oppose them because your past resolutions did nothing more than add frustrations and challenges to your already full plate. But 2022 can be different. Here's what has worked for us in the past 16 years of marriage, and we hope it inspires you to empower yourself through the end of this year.
Reframe your approach. Think of successful businesses and Fortune 500 companies. They didn't reach their pinnacles by aimlessly winging it day after day. They had concrete goals and mission statements. Making a list of resolutions really is putting down on paper what your goals and mission is for the upcoming year, and having them written down make them more official and easy to reference when you need a refresher.
Stay specific and realistic. Yes, I would love to walk again, but it's not going to happen overnight and without work. I need to start small. Start smart. Instead of writing down for my resolution, walk again, my goals need to be more attainable, like practice standing on my own or take steps in a swimming pool. Having these small and manageable aspirations can limit disappointments and lead to greater success. And I know that rather than just stating, be a better MS patient, Dan specifically has said he wants to be more diligent about taking walks or taking his medicine or anything to help with his symptom management as directed. The next one is to build your team. We strongly encourage you to consider sharing this list with some of your nearest and dearest. In addition to having another to hold you accountable, they can provide the support you need to make your resolution become your realities. Whether it's a close friend, a neurologist, a caregiver, or a spouse, having someone join you makes it so you don't feel like you're taking on these resolutions alone. For example, Dan and I both want to incorporate more exercise into our lives. Knowing this, we can encourage each other to turn off the TV and start moving.
The next one, revisit, refresh, and realign. Make plans to regularly review your resolutions throughout 2022. This is another reason why it's important to write them on a piece of paper. Check out your progress. Celebrate your successes. Recognize what is and isn't working for you. Maybe something you plan to do truly isn't realistic. Take the time to change, adjust, and add to this list. Remember, you wrote your resolutions down on paper rather than etching them in stone. Keep looking forward. Realize that you aren't Wonder Woman or Superman. You'll have lots of successes, but things aren't always going to go your way. But don't be too hard on yourself and give yourself a break. Always remember that the windshield is bigger than the rearview mirror. Rather than limiting yourself by looking back at what you did and didn't accomplish, keep an eye on the unlimited promise of what your forward progress means.
And last, it is so important to remember your why. Resolutions are your list of things you want to achieve. they're the points that you feel are important in your life that are worth your time. So when you revisit this list throughout the year, remember the reasons why these goals are so important to you. And with this, you will soon realize that your why for the importance of achieving these goals actually is better seen as your why. And I know it's easy to say, like, oh, I want to achieve these goals because I want to make Dan's life easier when he's transferring me, or I want to get stronger so that I look better in clothes. And that is your why. The answer is you are why. So I think that having your resolutions written down and revisiting them is really going to impact us and motivate us in 2022. And I'm sure that Dan and I will discuss these in future podcasts.
So, this is real now, Comet Jennifer, that we are moving forward. So we have a lot of work to do here in just getting our resolutions. And I think of them more as goals for the year and mission statements for how it gets you through to the next level.
I like that, mission statements. That's so powerful, because that's the truth. Multiple sclerosis or any sort of chronic illness or any sort of the crap that you're dealing with can make you feel weak, but reclaim it, make a mission, and show that you are powerful. I'm going to best multiple sclerosis, or I'm going to best this chronic illness that I'm dealing with. I'm going to be really intentional, and really, I'm going to make an impact. That's what 2022 is. You're turning 50. I'm celebrating my holy cats, it's been 30 years since I graduated from high school, and I want to show all the amazingness. I want it to be really obvious, just that 30 years I've done a lot and there's a lot still to be done. And so I think that's my why, is I want to better your and my situation. I want to better myself. And again, I'm why.
Well, that's deep. And I like that, just to be intentional, that it's like where, you know, set the goals. And I think we've talked about this. It's just like how you have a goal, then it's like, then it makes it easier to say no to things, because it's always a question of how is what I'm going to eat right now, how's watching this show, how is going out for a walk, what's going to get me closer to that goal. And that makes it easier to, I think it is just the saying the no, or going to bed and getting a good night's sleep. And that's,
or taking your medicine, or getting up early to exercise or to stretch. I know just something as simple as stretching makes an impact. It makes it easier for both of us to go on with our daily business. And so you have to recognize what's going to make your situation better. And this is the year, so let's do this, Dan Digman.
I'm there, because this is the 22nd episode. It's 2022. What's my number, Jennifer?
Your number is 22 because...
Because why?
Will That's... Clark, hello. If we ever were going to have children, which is another subject, I always say that, but if we ever were going to have children and I had a boy, he was going to be named Will. I like how that was just like something I knew straight out of the gate. And, you know, we could get a pet and name a pet Will, but...
I'd rather Guillermo.
Guillermo, that's got some, it's just, it's a good name. But well, anyways, I digress.
I digress. But yes, it is 22, and this is 2022, and this will be, you know, but we say that every year, but it's just like, how do you make this year better than the last?
I think it's really important to be grateful and to look back, mm-hmm. and say, look at all the cool stuff and the good things that have happened. So appreciate what you've done and appreciate what you've accomplished, but look forward to what you're going to get done in the future year. And speaking of what we're going to get done, I think we'll take a little break here and come back with our moments of joy. And we're back with our moments of joy. And my first moment of joy is more of a, like a 22 episodes of moments of joy. And I just wanted, Dan and I both wanted to say something. We're both joyful for Ryan, our podcast producer, who again is not here because Dan and I are working on 3 weeks of sickness. So better safe than sorry. And right around the holidays, we wanted to keep Ryan away and keep him safe. But I think we're very joyful and appreciative for Ryan and everything he's done with this podcast.
Huge shout out to Ryan. So thank you so much, Ryan.
And then my other moment of joy. This is silly. We're recording this and it's the day before Christmas. So it's Christmas Eve day, which has always been special to me. And I know, Dan, you made reference to the fact that it's special to you. I have all of my Christmas presents purchased, except I didn't get anything for my parents' dog. I'm an animal lover and I love that little dog. He's not little. He's big modern day Marmaduke. But I didn't get him anything and I was a little stressed about it. And my caregiver, Jen, showed up this morning and she whips out a big rope toy for Teddy. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm totally giving her 100% credit because she bought it for Teddy. But it got the list completed. So I think my moment of joy is that I'm all set for Christmas. And I mean, it was so simple, but just that she was thoughtful enough and she knew I was stressed out about it last night before she left. So thank you, Jen. And of course, we, Dan and I, appreciate everything you've done for us this year. And we look forward to 2022 and awesomeness with her.
And this is just like the ode and homage to caregiver Jen, because that was my moment of joy. Is that she came in with this a huge, huge tray of holiday treats for us and all kinds of awesomeness. But the one thing that she had on there that I was like, oh my gosh. And they were like Spritz cookies, like the little green and red Christmas tree shaped things. Because 2 nights ago, my sister, she's doing all of her holiday baking.
Your sister back in Iowa.
My sister back in Iowa, almost like, you know, celebrating / rubbing it in. But, you know, she's making all like my mom's cinnamon rolls and it's so cool. And I don't ever make mom's cinnamon rolls because they intimidate the hell out of me because you're punching down yeast the night before and up all night. But the one picture Dawn had sent, and I know we can make them and we have made them, were the Spritz cookies. And I don't know where our Spritz gun is or anything like that. But it was just like longingly saying, oh my God, I loved the Spritz cookies. And then boom, Jen walks in with a big tray and there's Spritz cookies on it. That was the first thing I ate.
Spritz cookie and coffee go perfectly together. So that was a very joyful moment this morning.
Total moment of joy. So that was so thank you to Jen. And again, thank you to Ryan. And, thanks to everybody out there listening, and thanks for taking the time to hear what we have to say, and hopefully that what we talk about helps to inspire you or gives you ideas for how you can move forward. So until next time, we're a couple takes on MS. I'm Dan Digman.
And I'm Jennifer Digman.
And I'm walking.
I'm rolling.
But together, we're moving forward. So thank you again. Wishing you an incredible new year. # go blue for Michigan in the national championship tournament.
We'll check you out in 2022. Happy holidays.
We hope you enjoyed our podcast and please tell others about it.
Be sure to subscribe today and share your review to let us know how we're doing and what you want us to talk about.
And if you have something to contribute to the episode, questions, comments, concerns, you can email me, Ryan. The producer is actomspodcast@gmail.com.
And you can follow us on our blog, acoupletakesonms.com or on Twitter at @coupletakesonms. Until next time, take care and keep moving forward.